This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
I'll admit, you got my attention with the word zombie, and I'm like, all right, we got to talk to Robert Grant with Action News Jax because we're doing something tonight on Action News Jax at 5 o'clock. Zombie homes? What exactly is this all about, Robert?
Yeah, what is a zombie? That's the big question, right? So essentially, it's when the bank gives a foreclosure, homeowner moves out, then the bank goes through that judicial process, which sometimes in the state of Florida can take years. But the bank finds out they're not going to get owed as much money through that process as they're owed by the homeowner. So then they put the mortgage back with the homeowner long after they're sometimes moved out of state. Maybe they've passed away and they don't know about it. So then the home just sits there empty, abandoned. And that's when it becomes this quote unquote zombie. Oh. Now, the interesting thing is when they sit in a neighborhood, it can sometimes, so to speak, infect other homes in the neighborhood.
Drive down the property value and everything.
Exactly. Got lower property values. But crime rates also can go up. So there was one home in particular we looked at. Their calls to service to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. You had 18 in just the past couple of years. You had trespassing calls, drug investigations, even a dead person found inside that they had to investigate. So you got families living next to this thing. They don't know what's going on inside.
How big of a problem is this?
So it was a big problem after the crash back in 2008. This is when this thing really first popped up. Now we're seeing the possibility of these foreclosures starting to go back up. In fact, we got all the numbers from the Duval Clerk of Courts, and it shows these numbers starting to rise again. So we're seeing the potential that these zombies could also pop up as a result.
Is there a way that, like, in my neighborhood, I can be alert to something like this? And what do I do about it?
So the interesting thing we found is the city of Jacksonville, and this was back several years ago when it first became a problem in 2008, they have what's called a registry. So anytime a bank forecloses on a home, they have to register with the city, and it basically forces the bank to pay some money towards the city so they can maintain it, cut the grass, board up the windows, that type of thing. But what we found is the city of Jacksonville is the only one in Northeast Florida that has this. Mm. So other counties don't have it. But there is that registry in place to help with some of the fees that the city has to sometimes front.
Could Jacksonville maybe become a model for other counties in the surrounding area, maybe?
And I think that's the thing. We talked to Jacksonville area legal aid. They're the ones that help the city do this. And they're looking at possibly doing other things. And even more so, looking at a state level, if there's changes that can be made with the legislation in place to hold some of these banks and these bigger banks accountable.
So what are you going to show us tonight at 5:45 on Action News, Jax?
We're going to break down some of the areas where you could see some of these quote-unquote zombie homes, where they're spreading to, and also looking at some of these numbers. How bad has the problem gotten, and what's next?
That's tonight at 5:45 on Action News, Jax.